The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
What's going on, y'all? This is Brandon Tatum. I just want to thank you so much for listening to my podcast. You can always get the podcast at Salem Podcast Network or wherever you listen to your podcast.
Brandon Tatum is a 7-year veteran of the Tucson Police Department. He's a YouTube sensation with over 2 million subscribers. He started Blexit with Candace Owens, and now he's tackling his biggest assignment yet. This is the Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I got to give you some update news on the Aretha Franklin shenanigans from the other day. Now, the activist group is claiming that their page and their Twitter account is a satire account, meaning that the things that they originally said about taking down Aretha Franklin's song, A Natural Woman, was just a joke. We were just playing. But let me tell you something that's very interesting, because this particular group, which is the Transcultural Mindfulness Alliance, had a Twitter account that did not have in their bio that they were a parody satire account. It did not, you know, have that detail in there. Now, after they've gotten backlash, now all of a sudden they've updated their bio to now say parody and satire. Ladies and gentlemen, think about this for a minute. Transcultural Mindfulness Alliance. Transcultural Mindfulness Alliance. This particular organization said these particular tweets. And you tell me, was this something that was satire? Or is this something aligning with their mission and it just backfired? End quote. It said Aretha Franklin's 1968 song, Natural Woman, perpetuates multiple harmful anti-trans stereotypes. There is no such thing as a natural woman, is what it said. And it also continued to say the song has helped inspire acts of harm against transgender women. TCMA is requesting it's removed from Spotify and Apple Music. Now, at one point during that tweet, or what part of that tweet sounds like satire? If you are claiming that you're fighting and standing up for inclusion of transgender people, what part about Aretha Franklin's song Natural Woman is funny to you? And that you're claiming you want to get a legend who's passed away, you want to get her song taken off of Spotify and Apple Music. Why would you say Spotify and Apple Music alone? Why would you designate those two organizations in a tweet that's supposed to be just satire? And it wasn't until the backlash came that you see these individuals claiming that, no, this is just satire. Now, I'll tell you this. The account moderator also declared in a now deleted tweet that they were not, in fact, a parody account, but rather that they were trying to make culture more fair for transgender individuals. Another declaration that they were most certainly not a parody account was still live on Tuesday night. So them saying that we are not a parody account, we want to make sure that transgender individuals are treated fairly and there's equity, I'm paraphrasing. Now, what makes you think that this is a parody account? Let me give you some more information. It says before the so-called satire came clean, it's satirist. Well, I can't read to save Jesus Christ. The so-called satirist came clean. Many Twitter users are outraged by the opinions by the Queen of Soul's work and to question the legitimacy of the claim. It's funny to me that after you get backlash, after the people have spoken, all of a sudden you're saying, oh, I was just playing. Ladies and gentlemen, it is very clear. People that have are of this type of mentality, they believe wholeheartedly that Aretha Franklin's song is damaging because it uses the word natural woman. They were fighting against that idea. This is no different than other things that the LGBTQ community does. Not the people who are gay, trans, but the community, the LGBTQ. I know a lot of people who are gay. They're not a part of the LGBTQ community. They don't have pronouns in their bio. They just live their lives like normal people. But these individuals are radicalized. They consider women to be cisgendered, meaning assigned at birth or whatever they call it. They are discriminating against natural women. They are discriminated against biological women because they want to be treated as women. They want you to accept that one minute they got some swinging and then the next minute, all of a sudden, they could be a woman because they put a dress on and they tuck it under. In my personal opinion, you're still a man. You're just a man that identifies as a woman. You're not a woman. And this brings me to another point because I think this is equally as important. And I'll talk about DeSantis here in a minute. But the concept of, and I know this is kind of jumping off to another subject, but it came to my mind while I was speaking about this. The concept of Black history being American history is something that I think that more people need to be discussing. Is that these individuals who are out here want to cause division, right? If you a man, you're a man, stay in your lane. You're a woman, you're a woman, stay in your lane. If you want to identify as whatever you want, you know, keep that to yourself, do your own thing. But what they're trying to do is divide people into groups. They want to talk about LGBTQ as if it's not, as if it's like a special class of people. Your status on who you sleep with and who you bumping and grinding with has nothing to do with you as a person. I like to use the analogy to say that, is there such thing as a gay book or a person who reads gay, a person who talks gay? You are speaking. You may be gay, but you're speaking. That's totally two different things. They're not correlated to one another. There's no, you know, I guess you could say a person walk gay, but but that's not in reality, that's not legitimate, in my opinion. You are a person who works a job that breathes air like anybody else. The only thing that makes you a gay person is that you allow your lust to become a reality with the same sex. That's the only thing that makes you gay. You are a person like anybody else, and you should be treated as a person like anybody else. But you make certain actions that some may consider you to be a gay action or gay person doing a gay action. That doesn't make you who you are. You know, that's like assigning that a kid at 5 years old is gay. Now, I as a kid at 5 year old gay. You're not gay unless you act on whatever's in your mind. Why do you say that, Mr. Tatum? Because to be honest, I mean, according to Christ, now I'm talking about the natural, but according to Christ, whatever you think in your mind, you have committed that. Just like when we talk about adultery, the adultery of the mind, you have committed the sin of adultery. And that's what Jesus was clarifying to us about the law. But I'm saying in a natural sense, in a legal sense, if you're a man and in your mind, you want to be with Sally instead of your wife, and you think about Sally every night, you haven't committed adultery unless you go and turn that Sally thought into a reality. Then you have committed adultery. Somebody may make you mad at the stoplight. And you say, boy, I would love to take him out of the car and just beat the snot out of this person. You don't go to jail because you thought about beating the snot out of a person who's driving slow in the fast lane. You go to jail when you turn that into a reality. So what I'm trying to explain is that people need to stop trying to put us into groups. We are all a human race. We are all people. We bleed the same blood. Some people make different decisions than others, but at the end of the day, we're all people. We're all human beings. But this movement, like the LGBTQ and Black Lives Matter, they don't want you to just be a person. They want you to crunch yourself up into these groups so they can divide and conquer you. Like, I look at some people and they go, I'm a gay Marine. I'm a gay something. No, you're not. You know, unless you're carrying a gay gun and you go through gay training, then, brother, you're a Marine, you're a Marine. You're a police officer, you're a police officer. You're not a gay police officer. You're not a gay veteran. You know what I'm saying? Unless you got a special graduation where you got a gay ceremony. I mean, shut up, man. You're a veteran. You're a veteran. You're a veteran. Whatever you do in your own personal life is up to you. And I find it interesting because people who are straight, they don't go around making titles for their bedroom game. You know what I'm saying? I want to say something, but I'm not going to say it. But they don't go around saying, you know, I'm the hitman or something in the bedroom. They call me the hitman from now on. You know, nobody says that. But anyway, I got more to talk about. Hold the phone. I'll be back after the break.
This is the Officer Tatum Show.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go home to use it, it's not even absorbent? It's basically a towel that leaves you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that actually work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. Their six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now, you can receive a six-piece for only $39.98 with promo code Tatum. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and have their 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece towel set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on a radio listener special, and enter promo code Tatum or call 800-976-8379. That's MyPillow.com, code Tatum. Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. Have you ever had a towel that you bought from the store and you said, man, that towel is pretty, but then you take it home and it's not absorbing anything, nothing? It's literally wiping water around, and you literally get out the shower, and once you're done using that worthless towel, you still don't have your body dried off the way you would like it to be. And you have to sit out and air dry. And one thing that goes to your mind is that I shouldn't have never purchased that cheap towel. What I should have did is got a towel that had better quality and not try to save so much money and not get what I really want. But let me explain to you the MyPillow towel. You can get a MyPillow towel set that comes with a bath towel, hand towel, and a washcloth. Two of them, two hand towels, two bath towels, or two hand towels, two bath towels, and two washcloths for $49.99 when you use my discount code. So you could do the best of both worlds with the MyPillow towel set. You can get good quality towels and save some money, because I don't know what company you can go and find towels at and you get a towel set like this for $49.99. And the only way you get this with MyPillow is using my code. So I'm just going to keep it real. You got to use the code to get the discount. So you get the best of both worlds when you put in discount code Brandon. So go to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Put in discount code Brandon. Or you can call the number 800-976-8379. Let me get back to the subject at hand. Two things I want to talk about. One is that Donald Trump is now allowed to get back on to Facebook, Instagram. And I want to see if Donald Trump will actually utilize those things. Before I talk about Donald Trump and Facebook and Instagram, I want to wrap up what I said in the last segment. I hope that it came across properly, because in my mind it makes total sense, but I don't know if what I said projected the sense that it makes in my mind. All I'm saying is that we should focus on unity. We should focus on being the human race. We should not be focusing on all these little cliques and groups that we put ourselves in, because then that makes people look at each other and hate each other for no reason. You are not necessarily a sum of decisions that you make. And I hope that that rings true to people who are Christians. You're not the sum of your past decisions. Because every decision that you have made up until this point while you're currently listening to me were past decisions. And those decisions can be washed clean by the blood of Jesus Christ. So who you are and what you do, what you have done, are two different things. And I like to separate the person from the action. So I'm saying that to say, stop pigeonholing yourself saying, I'm gay, or I'm black, or I'm Asian, or I'm this, I'm that. Just be a good person. And we should all be able to work together in a more, I don't like to use the word equitable because they didn't screw that word over. But we should all be able to work together as a united group of people. And what you do in your personal life is on you. And I don't want nobody saying I'm black. You black man and then black man that. You know, of course, I'll take advantage of certain situations if it come down to it. If y'all want to play the game and say I'm a black man, you're going to give me $250,000 for reparations, I'll take that reparations money. I ain't finna let you give it out and then I don't take it because of Trump. Now I'm gonna take it and I'm gonna use that on my white wife. So I'll take your reparation money. Y'all want to play that game, but don't pigeonhole me, because then it makes me seem like, okay, I'm black and you're white, so that means something is different about us. No, it's not. Sometimes I forget that I'm black. I look in the mirror. I'm like, oh, I have brown skin. I never paid attention to that. I'm a certain color. And I never pay attention to other people of different colors. I pay attention to your character and who you are as a person. And if you're a good person with dignity, we the same people. We got the same heart. We have the same mission. There's a lot of white people that I know. If you want to make it, you want to categorize us. There's a lot of white people that I know that are like the same person as me. We think alike. We do things alike. We're like kindred spirits. We might as well be brothers. And so none of that stuff matters unless you're trying to divide people. And it brings me to the point, and I'm going to get back to him in a minute because I want to jump on what I was saying about Trump. But it brings the point about DeSantis talking about black history. And that black history is American history. We need to stop carving out a month for black people. No, we should carve out a month for the founding. Carve out a month for great inventors. Carve out a month for things that black people were invaluable in our history on. The Civil War. When you talk about the Civil War, you can't talk about the Civil War without talking about black folks who fought in the Civil War or the condition of black folks during the Civil War. That's history. That is history. There is no white history, black history. There's American history. If it happened here on American soil, it's American history. If you want to go back to Africa, then that's African history. But the things that happen here is American history. I'm not somehow detached from the founding fathers because they weren't black. They're just as much of my story as an American than anybody else. And it's not just that I can only associate with black folks as if black folks is the only reason that black folks are doing well in America today. No, there was black folks and white folks that are the reason why black people are free in America today. It ain't just black. You don't have to go down a list saying I'm pro-black. That means only people I support are black people. Nah, you crazy. I support good people. I support Christian folks. And I serve everybody. I'm a servant. When I was a police officer, I served people that probably didn't deserve to be served. But that wasn't my decision to be made. I serve everybody. Treat everybody with kindness. Treat everybody the way you want to be treated. And then if you got to get called out, I'm going to call you out. It's because I love you and I want to see you make a difference. But let me get to Donald Trump. Donald Trump is now effectively allowed back on Twitter. Let me read this. Meta announced, because I always say Facebook. I say Twitter. I mixed up some words there. Facebook and Instagram. I always say Facebook, but it's called Meta. So let me just refer to them as Meta. Meta announced Wednesday, which is today, that it is allowing former President Donald Trump back on Facebook and Instagram in the coming weeks, ending a 2-year suspension. Trump was locked out of the account of the Facebook and Instagram on January the 7th, 2021, in the wake of January 6th, over concerns that the posts were inciting violence, which makes no sense. You lock them out for 2 years because of your fear of inciting violence around January the 6th. Y'all got to be stupid. The suspensions was an extraordinary decision taken in extraordinary circumstances, Meta president of global affairs, Nick Clegg, said in a statement. the normal state of affairs is that the public should be able to hear from the President of the United States of America in a declared candidate for the office again. But because of the stuff that he did, y'all decide to ban him. But it's good that he's coming back. Now, here's the real question with like 30 seconds left. Here's the real question. Will Donald Trump come back and post and be a part of Facebook and Instagram? The big question is he coming back? I want to hear from you. Call in 844-900-7243, 844-900-7243. We'll talk about it after the break.
Unapologetically Christian and 1,000% real. The Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to The Officer Tatum Show. The big question is, will Donald Trump get back on Facebook and Instagram? Let me tell you this, he better, if he thinks he's going to have a chance to win as the President of the United States of America, he needs to get into the conversation on social media. I really do believe so. And if he does, like, I'll tell you this, him doing this will help or hurt him. One of the two things will happen to him. It's either going to help him or he's going to be hurt over it. Because if he get on there and he does well and he's presidential and he gains the minds and hearts of people all over the country, he will win. If he get on there bashing and talking about DeSantis, and then that's going to be a nail in the coffin for Donald Trump. So I'm hoping that he gets back on Facebook and Instagram and posts. I mean, I'd love to see some of his stuff come up, and he'll be able to right some wrongs. And I'm not saying wrongs that he did. I'm saying wrongs that they claim he did. He'll be able to set the record straight. Because they said all kinds of stuff about Donald Trump. They said all kinds of stuff about him. And 99% of it was bullcrap. But he'll be able to fight against those things as they occur and be ready and prepared for the election. I would argue that social media was one of the main reasons how Donald Trump ended up getting elected. Not one of the main reasons in that atmosphere, how he was able to get elected, because he was able to put out the truth. While everybody else lying, he was telling the unadulterated truth to the people. And I think that was absolutely amazing. But I want to play this clip for you guys, because I talk about this every day. I was talking about it in the first segment. But the grooming of young children is crazy to me. And that's why I love DeSantis, because he had made mention they're trying to push an AP curriculum into the school system in Florida and using children, you know, using the manipulation of children. Well, let me see, using Black history as an avenue to promote queer studies and the manipulation of children and radicalization of children into being these Black. I mean, I won't say Black, because they want the white kids to believe in it too. But coming up with this ideology that Black people are somehow under the thumb of the white man. Talking about queer and transgender intersectionality, all this bull crap that have nothing to do with Black history. They want to use that as a guise to force this ideology onto children. Ron DeSantis called it out and said, not in my state. However, I want to give you an example, because I'm not just saying this because I woke up one day and decided to be on one side of this argument. Let me let you listen to what's going on in the classroom. I think we have the film ready. Roll the film.
Huckleberries, today I wanted to introduce you to a new friend in our class. This, Huckleberries, is my friend Nash. It's their first day in our class. They're just looking around at all of you, and they're so curious to know who you all are.
Today was fun. It was really interesting, though, knowing going in, being like, I don't know what questions kiddos are going to have or what they're going to say, which is both like nerve-wracking, but also kind of exciting. It's that place of not knowing as a teacher and just being okay with that.
Mm-hmm. And the friend likes to ask the question, are you a boy or a girl? And Nash answers, I'm just a kid.
But a kid. But kids can be boys or
girls. They can be boys or girls.
Or
yeah.
Or maybe non-binary.
Yeah.
It was just like non-binary, yeah. That's just something that we know. And this is something, I mean, it's like They're 4 and 5 years old, and they just didn't make a big deal out of being a boy or a girl.
And I think it was a huge testament to how much we've been talking about it in the classroom that you never mentioned the term non-binary. It was a child who brought that up because it's constantly in conversation.
Yeah,
just like exactly. Me. So Nash,
it's constantly in conversation because you guys are manipulating kids into believing a concept that's not reality. Somebody's parent is an idiot and decided to tell their kid that there's a such thing as a non-binary. That's some made up junk. Kids should not be exposed to that stuff. When you grown and you want to play games with yourself and put yourself in a position where you end up committing suicide because you didn't radicalize your mind and you don't know who you are and where you're at and where you want to go. You do that to yourself as an adult. Do that to yourself. You shouldn't confuse kids. This is how they get confused. Or they could be this is the thing that they never do to children. They don't follow up with kids. They don't follow up with them. The kid says, oh, they can be non-binary. Well, what does that mean, little Johnny? Little Johnny have no effing idea what that means because he heard it from somebody and he don't know what that means because the person who told him don't know what it means. This is what they're doing to kids. These people are going down south with gasoline draws on fast. But let me tell you about Relief Factor. If you're looking for a solution to aches and pains, if you're looking for a supplement that works, Relief Factor is your supplement. I take Relief Factor every single day, and it works. The bottom line, I almost need to just say, Relief Factor, it works. Relief Factor, it works for like a minute and a half. But the reality of it is, if you're looking for a solution that is 100% drug-free, you don't want to have to go to a pharmacy, you don't have to get prescriptions, you don't have to go through all that stuff, just give it a try. Go to ReliefFactor.com. And you can get started with the 3-week quick starter for $19.95. 3-week quick starter, relieffactor.com. Go and try it now. I want you to feel the difference like I do with Relief Factor. Feel better, move better, be able to play with your children and have your body move like God intended for it to move. And you can have that experience by giving Relief Factor a try. So go to relieffactor.com or call the number 800-4-RELIEF.
The Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I just want to finish the conversation about that woman, that non-binary woman who is introducing this concept to children at the school. It's interesting that her and the other sloppy women on that panel decided to say that, oh, that was funny how the kid just came up with the concept on his own. No, it's not. The lady, for those of you listening on the radio and you can't see the visual, the lady is holding a black doll and got him dressed up in a very confusing manner and presented him to children and said, if you ask him, and I'm paraphrasing, if he's a boy or girl, he said, I'm not neither of them, or I don't know. And then some other parent who's wokeity woke teaching her kid about non-binary. And that's why the kid comes up with it. The first kid said, they can be boy or girl. It's, you know, you're confusing the living daylights out of these kids. And to some people, that's totally fine. It makes total sense for you to put a kid out in a position like that. For you to go and come up with these concepts that adults are coming up with. Kids are not organically talking about non-binary. They don't even know they don't even know what that means. That's not a concept or a word that a kid will come up with. It's adults that are doing this. And then you're suggesting that kids are coming up with this or kids are having this idea in their mind that it's a good thing that they've been exposed to this. No, it's stuff that adults, confused, mentally ill adults come up with and they force it on children. Then they have these children confused. It is very, very bizarre to me at what's going on. And I thank God for men like Ron DeSantis. I don't know a governor, and I just may not have the information, but I don't know of a governor that's standing up as firm to this cultural war as Ron DeSantis in Florida. I don't know of another governor. I mean, he is on top of it. You ain't teaching this to our kid. That's not approved curriculum. You're not finna brainwash kids at this school. You're not finna teach first through or kindergarten through third graders about transgenderism. You're not gonna do that in the state of Florida. If you want to go move to Seattle somewhere or Washington State, Oregon, move then. You're not doing that in Florida. Every governor in the union who claimed to be a Christian should be thinking of the same thing. I mean, every decent person, forget Christianity. If you're just a decent person, you should be similar to Ron DeSantis and taking a stand, because it is a slippery slope. They want to indoctrinate the kids young so they can control them as adults. That's simply what this is. If these people were impartial, they would not be teaching kids about this stuff. They'll wait till they're older and they're more mature and they can digest the information that's coming in a more reasonable fashion. There's no way that a kid understand non-binary. Adults don't even understand that. You go down a rabbit hole very quickly. Well, you're not a boy or a girl. Okay. What does that even mean? Let's go back in history. Tell me how many people in history were non-binary. The first human being found, are you going to classify them non-binary? That's not a biological truth. That's a subjective mindset that is irrelevant. And nobody cares what you identify as. When your bones get dug up, they're going to do a DNA test on you. They're going to look at your bones. I mean, they're going to go and do an extraction of your bones or however they figure out your DNA. And they're going to say, or they can even look at your pelvis and look at other bone structures and say, this was a man. This was a woman. That's why this tribe exists, because this was actually the king and queen of this tribe. There was this many men and this many women. This many men had this many wives. They can go through methodically and figure out recreate an entire society with what? Biology, science, and facts. They can't do that with somebody's subjective thoughts. I don't identify as anything. Shut up. When they dig your bones up, they're gonna look and see what your DNA are. You're either a boy or a girl, male or female. That's all. There ain't nothing else to it. You either gonna get that prostate check or you're gonna go to the OBGYN. One of the two things going to happen, brother. There ain't no such thing as a non-binary in medicine. You're going to have to go do something. You can't go to an OBGYN and they expecting to check your wahoo and you got something else down there. That ain't going to happen, bro. They're going to kick you out of there. You're not finna go and to a doctor and act like you're pregnant and act like you're on your period. It's not serious. You're just in make-believe world. And I say this like I say 1,000 times. It's okay to be in make-believe world. You live in America. Make-believe all you want. But one, don't create the confusion in children. And two, don't make me have to make-believe with you. Do you on your own terms. So I thought I had to, you know, I thought it was invaluable for me to throw that out there so you guys can see how ridiculous these people are. But back to Ron DeSantis, that AP course, curriculum, obviously is being denied and attempted to be thwarted by other representatives in the state of Florida. And you have to then ask yourself, why are they trying to reject the concept of separating queer studies out of Black history? I just want to put this together. Was Martin Luther King a queer study, transgender non-binary? No, he was not. Was Muhammad Ali a transgender non-binary? No, he was not. Malcolm X? No, he was not. You want to go to Booker T. Washington? No, he was not. Frederick Douglass? No, he was not. Madam C.J. Walker? No, she was not. You want to go down a list? I have my opinions about Langston Hughes and some others. Paul Ernst Dunbar, Langston Hughes. Do you want to go down the list? Were they non-binary, transgender? No, they wasn't. They weren't. They were normal people. If they were non-binary nut jobs, and I'm not saying every person that want to be non-binary is a nut job, but what I'm saying is that the theology is just outside of the context of reality. But if they were that confused, they'd be confusing everybody. You can have no women's rights if you don't have women. How are you going to have women's suffrage and y'all non-binaries? Come on, man. Give me a break. Let me tell you about Relief Factor. If you're looking for a solution to aches and pains, if you're looking for something that works, if you're looking for a company to get behind and support, then Relief Factor is your company. Relief Factor is your supplement. I take Relief Factor every single day. It's very simple. It's not even that hard. You open it up, drink it with some water. You got about 4 pills in there. And you do it over the course of time. Some people immediately, they feel a difference. Some people it takes a little longer. But I'd say if you're consistent, you will feel a difference. I remember when I first took Relief Factor, I was wondering, is this real deal? And I feel incredible taking Relief Factor. So give it a try at relieffactor.com. Get started with the 3-week quick starter for $19.95. It's an incredible price for what it could do for your life. Relieffactor.com or call the number 800-4-RELIEF. Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen and ladies, welcome back. Welcome back, welcome back. I'm trying not to be mean, but somebody got to say something. Somebody got to stand up for the truth. Somebody got to keep it real. And I feel like a lot of people toe the line and they're afraid to say certain things. And I just try to be as real as I can with God and myself. This is how I really feel. And I have friends who are living a homosexual lifestyle. And I love them as people, as individuals. I don't like what they do. And in that sense, but I think they're amazing people. I love them to death. If they need anything from B. Tatum, I got you. But we got to start really, you got to be able to walk and chew gum at the same time. I don't be fake because I want you to be my friend. It's like either you vibe with what I stand for or you don't. And we can still be cool if you know where I stand and I know where you stand. We can still be cool. I'm not engaging in your behavior. And you know how I feel about that behavior. You know I'm a Christian. And I don't condone it. And as long as you ain't, you know what I'm saying, we can have conversation and talk about the things that we are congruent on. And I ain't got to participate in your foolishness. And you ain't got to participate in my stuff. Then we good. We good. But I'm not finna change my tune because I got a friend that's gay. And I'm going to try to act like, I put the blinders on. And say, Lord, I value my friendship with this person more so than I value the word and the truth that you have already established in the word of God. That's one thing about being a Christian that get dicey. You got to love God more than you love your friendships with people. You got to love the truth more than you love to be liked. I'd rather God love me and show me favor than for any of y'all to like me. I don't care if you like me. At the end of the day, when I go beside my bed on my knees and I pray to the Lord in heaven, I want to have favor with the Lord. I want to have favor with the Father in heaven because y'all can't love me like the Lord can. Y'all be mad at me tomorrow if I say something you don't like. God is forgiving and understanding and understands me more than anybody else. I'm not trying to be your friend. I'm here to tell you the truth, but I want favor with the Lord. That's why I say and do the things that I do. And I have had favor. Now, favor doesn't always mean that you are always in good health and everything else. You know, maybe that is a part of the favor. Favor is that you have a sound mind and your yoke, your burdens are easy. Your yoke is light. What do they call it? Maybe your burdens are light and your yoke is easy. Hold the phone. Pastor Tatum be back after the break.
This is the Officer Tatum Show. Keeping it real. This is the Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. the rule of the day. We were in a meeting room with me and my team, and we were talking about, not everybody on the team, but just my marketing guy and the warehouse manager. We were talking about the goals of the company, the mission and vision of the company. And one thing that stood out in every single vision, mission, statement, and also our goals are that you have to put God first. That's with everything. We put God first. I tell everybody that work for me, you got to put God first in whatever you do. How do you think you got this job right now? It's because of God. It ain't because of B. Tatum. I would love to take out a credit and say, I'm so great and I'm so amazing. That's why I have enough money to pay you a salary and pay out your 100% benefits and all this other stuff. No, it ain't me. It's because God has blessed me to get to this point for me to bless other people. See, this is the thing about success. And I'm going to go on and tell y'all about the news because I got a lot to talk about. But here's the thing about success. You got to understand where your source comes from. The reason that people get in trouble and they begin to fail in life is because they forget where the foundation is. They go off and God give them all these blessings and they run off and act like that God ain't done nothing for them. You cannot do that and be successful in this day and age, in my personal opinion. And success is not just money in the bank. Success is a healthy life, healthy relationships, a peace of mind. All of those things are related to success. It's not just money. There's a whole bunch of people with a whole lot of money that's attempting to commit suicide. Some of them have already committed suicide. There's people with a lot of money, a lot of popularity, and they get a divorce next weekend. Success ain't just money. Success is a myriad of different things. And your sanity is a part of you being successful. Having a balanced work life is... Well, I mean, I say balanced work life because I don't even know if that really exists. That's a talking point. When you're an entrepreneur like myself, there ain't no balance. You get it all day, every day. You got to make it work. You know, it's in the success realm, if you are a person who's achieving a lot and you're trying to make it happen, you wake up every morning with that old mentality. Like, I'm nervous every morning I wake up. And that's because I'm putting it out there. I'm putting my neck on the line, all of the above. Okay, let's get to some politics real quick. A whole bunch of stuff that was sent to me by my producer. And I think he always had me covered. I'm just trying to keep up with my producer, giving me all of these great stories and trying to, you know, balance all that is sometimes difficult. And it's funny. That's a good problem to have. And there's a whole bunch of stuff that I want to talk about. I got to find this story that I seen earlier. It was incredibly interesting to me. But I'll start with this before I get to that story because I have to look through this deck to find it. But a few updates on the shooting that happened out in California where I think 11 people had lost their lives. A 70-something-year-old Asian man decided to shoot him up because he had a conflict with his wife, allegedly. Now, authorities say he had tons of ammo. He had tons of ammo in his possession, which makes me believe that it must not have just been a feud or an alt with his wife. It must have been a little more than that because he was trying to take everybody out. Now, it could have been a party that his wife attended and he wanted to, you know, take out everybody that was associated with it. Thank God that, you know, at some point he gave up and he ended up going and meeting the Lord quicker than he probably should have. Well, now, let me take that back. I think he should have met the Lord before he did the shooting, to be honest. But just a quick update on that particular scenario. I want to talk about California and these taxes. It says San Diego wants to tax people out of their cars and into public transportation. The government has a way about doing fraudulent means of coercing people into a market decision that they make. They want electric cars and they're going to tax you and put you in a position where you can only drive an electric car. Let me just explain it to you. It says a new plan for San Diego County's Regional Transportation Agency wants to make driving so expensive that they'll be forced to take the bus or the train. San Diego's, it's called SANDAG, I think that's what it's called, which is the acronym for the long title that I just mentioned. Latest transportation plan designed to make it very expensive. And it says, in addition to the current gas tax and registration fees, SANDAG, I think that's how you say the name, plans to add 3 new half-cent taxes or sales tax increases over 800 miles of San Diego County's freeway lanes converted to a toll lane and a mileage tax for every mile driven to pay for their $165 billion public mass transit plan. Sandag, new plan, refuses to build the road improvements promised in their last plan, but will continue to tax the citizens until 2048 to pay for them. This is not something that I believe is unique just to San Diego. This is all over California. California Democrats propose wealth tax that will follow people who move out of the state. That is communism. Let me tell you about this article. It said California Democrats have introduced a bill in the state legislature that would impose a tax on the state's highest earners that would include residents who live there part-time or move or have moved. Assemblyman Alex Lee, a Democrat, introduced a bill last week. It seeks to impose a 1.5 cent tax on residents worldwide, net worth in excess of $1 billion or $500 million for a married taxpayer filing separately, starting as early as 2024. And it says by 2026, residents will, with net worth of about $50 million or above $25 million for married taxpayers filing separately, will have a 1% annual wealth tax. The tax will apply to every resident, regardless of whether they are in a state part-time or temporarily. It will also allow the state to pursue wealth taxes from former residents who built their wealth in California but moved. Now, I don't know what these people are thinking. Like, there's a way to attract money from billionaires without trying to remove. Because think about this. It's the same dumb theology when they go to ban weapons. If I'm going to go and ban a weapon and I go and promote it in the legislature, by the time it passed whatever legislative process, I'm going to buy as many guns as I can before you ban them. It's not going into effect until months and maybe even a year later. You're broadcasting something that's going to end up thwarting the very thing that you're trying to prevent. When they went out and said they're going to ban AR-15s, the gun store, Scottsdale Gun Club, I went in there, they hardly had any AR-15s left. Because once you pitch it, people are going to go buy it before you can pass the law. And the same thing is going to happen with this lunacy. If I lived in California and I was a billionaire, I say, you know what? I'm going to move and relocate before y'all pass this. I'm going to get up out of here. I'm definitely not going to stay in California. And if you're a billionaire and you think about moving to California, you want to move your company to California, it's no way whatsoever on God's green earth you would move to a place that's going to end up locking you into a tax because you built wealth there. If anything, they should be giving billionaires a tax break because they built wealth there. And what are you going to do, Mr. Tatum? You're going to attract more billionaires that are going to pay reasonable amounts of taxes. You know, somebody that made a really good point is Thomas Sowell. He had made mention that when they cut taxes, there's actually more taxes being paid to the Treasury. When they raise taxes, it's actually less amount of taxes that's being paid to the purse, mind you. And that is because when people believe that taxation is unrealistic, they're less likely to pay the taxes. They'll find ways to evade taxes. When people feel like taxes are fairer, then they're more likely to pay them and not skirt the system. It is a very simple economic concept. I don't understand why they're not using this in California, which is one of the most beautiful states in the union. Create tax breaks for billionaires. They will move to your state. They're going to pay sales taxes. They're going to buy cars. They're going to buy houses. They're going to buy real estate. They're going to do a lot of things. They're going to create jobs and opportunities. Then all of these employees that they bring from other states that work for them, they're going to end up paying taxes, sales taxes, state taxes, federal taxes. I mean, you don't get the federal taxes, but they're going to pay the state tax. All of those things can be accomplished when you have billionaires that come live in your state. If not, they're just going to go to Texas, people. They're going to come to Arizona. Come on to Arizona. I know a billionaire that's coming to Arizona. Anyway, hold the phone. I'll be back after the break.
We kneel to God and God alone. The Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen, ladies, welcome back. If you're looking for some sheets, not sheets. Well, if you're looking for sheets, you can go to MyPillow as well. But I want to tell you about the towel set. If you're looking for towels that you can trust, that you want to keep for a long time, for a really good price, go to MyPillow.com. When you get to MyPillow.com, click on the radio special, and you will see where you can put in a discount code Brandon, and you get the hookup. $49.99 for the six-piece towel set from MyPillow. Make sure you get on there now. Give it a try. If you got towels that you don't love, or you got towels that you like and you don't love, it's a no-brainer. Give them a try. They have a 60-day money-back guarantee as well. Let me see. They got a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So if you don't like it, send it back. But I'm almost guaranteeing you'll like it because I love the towel from MyPillow and the MyPillow sheets and the slippers and the bath. I got the robe and everything. I'm MyPillowed out at the crib. So go to MyPillow.com, take advantage of this deal. Florida Supreme Court upholds 15-week abortion ban during ongoing lawsuit. That's the news line at the Washington Examiner. It says Florida highest court has agreed to hear a legal challenge to the state's abortion law that restricts access to the procedure after 15 weeks of pregnancy. Can somebody explain to me why a woman would need to have an abortion after 15 weeks? I would argue you don't never need to have one, but can somebody explain to me after 15 weeks, what are you doing that you make the decision to have an abortion after 15 weeks? You can't say because you raped, because you already know you're pregnant. You know what happened to you. So you know that you're probably going to get pregnant. And I'm talking about the worst case, somebody raped, incest. You know you're pregnant. After 15 weeks, what are you doing at that point? And I'm even talking about the people who knowingly are having sex. And somehow you're going to say 15 weeks, I'm going to make a decision to kill my baby. You know, I'm going to say this because I got to speak up for everybody that feel this way, that feel like they can't talk. Abortion is selfish. No ifs, ands, or buts. It's selfish. It is plain out selfish. 99% of women have no excuse to be having abortions. You have none. The 1%, I think that people could make an argument. I disagree with the argument, but you can make an argument. If you get raped, I can see how a woman wouldn't want to have a baby after a person have raped them. You got to give birth to that trauma. I get it. I don't agree with that you should still have an abortion because, you know, the baby had nothing to do with the trauma and God can heal all things. But I can see how somebody would have an argument. There ain't no way in the world that a woman would come to me and think that it makes sense to say I'm going to have an abortion because I feel like my career is more important. Well, you shouldn't have been sleeping around. I mean, if you should have been protecting yourself if you thought your career was more important. You this is the thing that bothers me. People don't want to be held accountable for nothing. I didn't have, you know, to a certain degree, men don't have the choice to say, well, I think my career is going to take a hit. So I'm just going to have sex with as many women as I can. And I'm going to hope they have an abortion. Shut up. If you think your career is going to be affected, then maybe you shouldn't be laying up with somebody. It's really that simple. You the one decide to lay up. Even if you're a man, you decide to lay up. Ain't nobody making you. The Archangel Michael ain't in the bedroom pushing your back. Nobody making you do none of that stuff. That's your decision. You the one went and got on the phone or got on a text message, met somebody at a club, and y'all then arranged to come over and Netflix and chill. That's you. You made that decision. If you don't want your career to be affected, then don't make that decision. If you don't want to get popped for a DUI, then don't drink and drive. I don't know how much other way to say it. If you don't want X to happen, don't do Y. Or you don't want Z to happen, don't do X and Y. It's really that simple. And when you do, the government should not be allowing you to commit murder. I'll give you an example. A woman is driving down the street. She's headed to the abortion mill to commit murder. And a drunk driver runs a red light on her way to the abortion mill, and he strikes her vehicle. The injuries that she sustained is so significant that she loses her baby, but she still lives. That drunk driver is going to be charged with murder. How is it that he charged with murder and you can drive 2 minutes down the street if you evaded the traffic accident and you committed murder and you don't go to prison? It's either a baby or it ain't a baby. It's not a baby maybe. It's not a baby because I feel like it's a baby. It's not a baby because I think my career is conducive for it. It is either a child or it's not a child. As a country, we got to make our mind up. You can't charge nobody for murder when a woman wants the kid. To be honest, he had the abortion for her. If she headed to the clinic and he didn't kill her baby, he pretty much did what she was going to do a minute ago. He shouldn't be charged with it, right? Not one person on planet Earth think that makes any sense. It's either a baby or it's not a baby. And the funny thing is that it's not a baby and you're okay with killing and murdering it. But then when you want it 10 years from now, it's not just a clump of cells. We're pregnant. We're having a boy. You have a baby shower and everything. You wrong. You need to repent. You were wrong for what you did. Can we keep it real? If I ever had a woman have an abortion, it would be wrong for me to do that. And if a woman ever have an abortion, you just say it. You wrong. Repent and never do it again. I don't know why this conversation ain't the mainstream thought of humanity. It bothers me every time I think about abortion. It's such a preventable death. And people are so they just do whatever they want to do, man. And everybody have to live with the consequences. Especially women. It's especially women. You know, and I'm not saying all women, because all the women that are listening right now, y'all are perfect. Y'all ain't never did nothing wrong. Y'all all going to heaven. I'm talking about somebody listening to somebody else's show. Take some accountability for your actions. Take some accountability. You laying up with Tyrone and you got pregnant, just take accountability. In America today, you got birth control pills. You got pills. You got shots. You got something that they install. You got like 5 or 6 measures of birth control. And then you got what they call condoms. I know a lot of y'all, and y'all grown, so y'all know. But some now the kids don't even know what that is. Y'all playing a football game without wearing a helmet. And then when something go bad, you shocked. You got that. They got Plan B. They got Joe Biden, Afghanistan. They got it all. You can do all kinds of stuff to try to prevent yourself from having kids, but y'all just nasty and lazy. You just want to be on OnlyFans and lazy. I'm just throwing it out there. Get mad at me later. Y'all can write in on the show. Call in if you disagree. 844-900-7243. Hold the phone. I'll be back after the break.
Have the right to remain silent, but it's better if you chop it up with Brandon. 844-900-7243. That's 844-900-7243.
I'll at
you,
boy.
Oh, no. Ladies, gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tanner Show. According to a Daily Wire article, soldier fired for refusing vax, forced to pay back most of his signing bonus. U.S. Army soldier who was fired last year for refusing a COVID vaccine has been forced to pay back his signing bonus, totaling thousands of dollars, the veteran claims. At the Biden administration direction, the Defense Department discharged more than 8,400 troops from the military, including some 3,300 Marines, 1,800 soldiers and 1,800 sailors and 900 airmen who chose to decline the Fauci ouchie. And this is a quote, I believe, from the gentleman who's going through this. He says, I've deployed multiple times, and I feel like the last thing I had was selling leave days that I earned and was never able to take due to me being deployed or needing that time to prepare for the training cycle. The service member said to Fox News, I was about to enter a new world with no income, and that extra bit would have been a nice buffer and for my rainy day fund to keep me afloat until I was able to find new employment. The soldier received a $7,000 bonus when he signed up to serve in the U.S. Army for 6 years. After he was canned for refusing a vaccine, he was reportedly notified by the U.S. military that he had to pay back $4,000, a prorated figure of the bonus. The veteran said that he was forced to sell 60 of his unused vacation days to make up for the debt. Now, I'm not, an idiot. I understand that there are policies when you get a signing bonus, right? You can't just take a signing bonus and then quit. But the problem is the vaccine. This is the problem. Because now they're finding, and I pray to God, I wish I was a lawyer and I wish I understood how to do this, because I think there'd be a lot of money made here. A class action lawsuit against every company. Now, let's forget the private companies. Against every government entity that forced people to take an experimental drug. An experimental, it wasn't a vaccine. I forget the name that I want to say, but it wasn't a vaccine. I'm just going to call it experimental drug. Every government agency that mandated this, people who were affected should be involved in a class action lawsuit of billions of dollars. This man had to go through stress and turmoil because he left the military refusing to take an experimental drug. And then he had to go through the process of selling his leave back and paying some of his signing bonus back and all of, and trying to find a new job. I mean, all of that was completely unnecessary because the government should have never did that. The government should have never made us take a vaccine. When I say us, I mean people who are working for the government, American citizens. They should have never forced that vaccine. Now, understand that you need to take a vaccination when you get deployed overseas. I get it. Those are all vaccinations that have been proven, that have been trial tested on probably millions of people. But you roll out something that we now find people are having cardiac incidents over, then, bruh, you need to, y'all can't do that. Y'all cannot do that and expect that there'll be no backlash. In other news, also a Daily Wire article, says McCarthy formally kicked Schiff and Swalwell from House Intel. Integrity matters more, is what McCarthy says. And I love the fact that McCarthy is doing these things, because I think it's invaluable that Adam Schiff, and Eric Swalwell, who was dating I wanted to call it a thot, but it wasn't a thot, it's a spy. That was kind of a close word. A spy, a Chinese spy. And this fool is on the Intel committee. I mean, come on, man. Ain't no way in the world. Ain't no way, bro. Ain't no way. And of course, Hakeem Jeffries, who's the leader of the House minority, wanted him to give Adam Schiff and them back their jobs. And I'm glad that McCarthy is standing up for his values. And when we come back after the break, I want to talk about Diamond and Silk. I believe Diamond is the young lady that lost her life. I guess she did lose her life, but it seems to be of natural causes related to heart disease and high blood pressure. And we'll talk about it, because her sister alluded to the fact that the vaccination could have had some involvement. So we'll talk about it after the break. But I'm going to tell you about Relief Factor before we go to the break. If you're looking for a solution to aches and pains, if you're looking for a supplement that works, Relief Factor is your supplement. I take Relief Factor every single day, and it works. My mother-in-law takes it. She loves it. She actually takes it twice a day. I say twice a day, keep the pain away. Sometimes three times a day will keep the pain away. Regardless, Take a Relief Factor can help your body fight inflammation and also joint discomfort. So go to relieffactor.com, get started with the 3-week quick starter, because I want you to feel the difference like I do with Relief Factor. I want you to be able to play with your kids, to live the life as God has purposed you to live, and you shouldn't be in pain. So go to relieffactor.com and get started today.
Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a light on me.
The American dream will survive. The Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I want you to see this new, I would call it a documentary, a docufilm. Maybe it's a movie, not necessarily a documentary. It's called Walt's Disenchanted Kingdom. The Disney Empire is the self-proclaimed happiest place on earth. Well, to be honest, right now, it's the happiest place for gay and transgender propaganda. In a new movie, Walt's Disenchanted Kingdom, you will see how Disney executives are purposefully exposing your children to their LGBTQ agenda in their films and in their theme parks. They're trying to seize the minds of children as early as possible to encourage kids to question their sexuality, grooming kids with their gay and transgender messaging, and producing one of the craziest anti-Catholic movies one after another. See the proof for yourself. Watch Walt's Disenchanted Kingdom, presented by the Catholic League, available for free right now at salemnow.com. Now that Disney theme parks have stopped using gendered greetings, Disney's condemns the Florida bill that bars teachers are teaching young students about sexuality and gender identity. It sparked controversy amongst Disney employees, and Disney's have been denounced by the Catholic Leagues altogether. You'll hear from Brent Bozell, founder of the Media Research Center, Bill Donahue, president of the Catholic League, Tony Perkins, president of Family Research Council, plus David Horowitz, Dr. Ben Carson, and New York Post Miranda Devine, hosted by Mercedes Schlapp and Will Witt, and more. Watch Walt's Disenchanted Kingdom for free. Just go to salemnow.com. That's salemnow.com. I love Will Witt. Will Witt is one of my favorite people. We're actually going to be in Houston, Texas. I forget the date. We'll be in Houston, Texas doing a discussion with Blexit, and Will Witt will be there with me. Candace Owens will be there. It's a whole bunch of other people will be there in Houston, Texas. I forget the date, but I'll let you guys know what date that we'll be there, because I want you to participate in that. But, you know, I can't wait to see what's going to happen here in the state of Arizona with Katie Hobbs. I just hope we don't look like sore losers going down a dead end. But I'm really hoping that we find resolve, and that we understand why Carrie Lake is not the governor, or that she becomes the governor through our understanding of fraudulent behavior that was done in this election. All right, I want to talk about Diamond and Silk real quick, and I'm just going to read the report. I'm trying to stay impartial and not biased to any of this information. Diamond Lynette Hardaway, which she's known as Diamond and Diamond Silk Duo, she passed away January the 8th. She died on January the 8th of heart disease due to chronic high blood pressure. She was 51 years old. Hardaway, one of former President Donald Trump's most adored supporter. I mean, he was actually at her funeral. She was found on the kitchen floor by her sister, Raquel Silk Richardson. She'd go by Silk, so that's Diamond and Silk. After she collapsed, crying out, "I can't breathe," According to the AP, no autopsy was performed on Hardaway, whose official cause of death prompted widespread speculation after her sister, and this article says, falsely attributed her death to the plot related to an anti-COVID-19 vaccine conspiracy theories during the memorial service last week. You know, New York Post should be ashamed of themselves. How in the f- are you going to say it's false? You don't know? How are you going to say it's false? Anyway, I'll continue to read this. It says the service saw Donald Trump not only attend, but give a speech in which he sensationalized claims that he never really knew Silk. I don't know if I would even read this article. I should have read this before I got on the air. I thought this was going to be some reasonable. I can't read stuff like this. When you say, you know, why can't news be, why can't the New York Post just give us facts? Just give me facts. She died on this date, this time. This is what her sister said. This is what Donald Trump said. This is what was done. No autopsy. Autopsy was done. That's all we need to know. Why you got to put conjecture in here and say that she falsely claimed? This is what pees me off with these people. You write an article, you say she falsely claimed. You don't know. There was no autopsy done. How in the F do you know? I'm sick of these people, man. I'm sick of these people. I hope my producer listening. I never want a New York Post article ever again. They can kiss my rear end with this trashy stuff that they putting out here. I hate it. I hate it when they do stuff like this. It bothers the crap out of me. Like if you want to be a biased news organization, just say you're biased. Don't try to purport that you're actually telling news. It makes me mad how they gaslight us. Falsely claimed. How you gonna say it's false? You don't know how that woman died. If there was no autopsy done, my wife has said that there was an autopsy done, but if there was no autopsy done, then how do you know how she died? But you're gonna say it anyway. I can't stand these people, man. I really can't. That just really ruined my night, even thinking about how stupid these people are and the way they write these articles. Anyway. I'm going to move on from that subject. You know, I wanted to give a couple updates on, I already gave an update on that shooting earlier, the 11 people that died in Monterey Park, California. But there's a few other updates that I got in the other shooting. But I'll wait till after the break because I don't want to run out of time running up against the clock. So you can call in 844-900-7243, 844-900-7243 if you want to be a part of the discussion. But my God, I'm so sick of fake people. And I'm so sick of fake news. I mean, it's just ruining our country. Just if you are a personality, then I would love to hear your perspective as a personality. If I just want to read real news, give me the facts. Just like when I was a police officer, just give me the facts. Let me tell you guys about Relief Factor before I go to the break. If you look for a solution to aches and pains, if you're looking for a supplement that works, Relief Factor is your supplement. I take Relief Factor every single day, and it really helps fight inflammation and also joint discomfort. It's literally like putting oil on the moving parts of your bone machine. And if you do that, you're going to feel better. And a lot of people don't know that they're suffering from, I would say, chronic pain or chronic discomfort until they take Relief Factor and realize, dang, I never felt this good in my life. I never felt as mobile as I do now after taking Relief Factor. So for those of you who don't take it, give it a try. For those of you who do take it, make sure you order more. Go to relieffactor.com. If this is your first time, get started with the 3-week quick starter. It's a good way to start, to get in your system, watch it work, and order more. Go to relieffactor.com or call the number 800-4-RELIEF. I want you to feel the difference like I do with Relief Factor.
Just the facts, ma'am. Let the midnight fail. Just the facts, ma'am. Just the facts, ma'am. Shine a light on me.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Austin Tatum Show. You know, I really hope that Silk at Diamond's funeral, I really hope that she didn't say something she didn't mean. Let me just say it that way. Because I just really hope that... Let me just leave it alone because I don't want to say something. Because I love Diamond and Silk. I love both of them. They were very nice to me. They're always kind. And I saw the funeral and I was very confused because I almost made a video about it because I was like, oh, man, Silk is saying that Diamond died from COVID-19. I'm like, oh, she must have got, I mean, not COVID-19, but the vaccine. I was like, man, she must have took the shot. That's very sad. You know, she probably was taking a shot thinking it was going to help her and she ended up dying over it. But then I find out that they were really referring to the fact that somebody else had the shot and she was exposed to what they call shedding, which means somebody that took the shot, they were shedding these viral particles, I guess that's what they're called, and then it ended up causing Diamond to pass away. But according to some of the documents that I've seen, and my wife had told me about an autopsy. Maybe she was confused or maybe she was there. I haven't seen the autopsy that she had died from hypertension, heart disease, and high blood pressure. And to me, that don't seem like they had anything to do with the vaccine whatsoever. You know, and I think that speaks to a bigger issue because if it wasn't a vaccine, anybody that do any research, the leading cause of death for black people or heart disease, high blood pressure, hypertension, and diabetes, and things that, obesity, things that are preventable. And that's a conversation that we need to be talking more about, is that how can we find ways to live longer through preventable means, which means that you probably can't eat certain foods that are going to cause you to have a constant state of high blood pressure and other things that's going to cause you to die. And as a black person, they found that black people, and I think it's because of culture, end up, you know, passing away due to those circumstances. Now, black men my age die from black on black violence as the number one leading cause of death. But for the general population of black people, it happens to be related to heart disease, high blood pressure, and things of that nature. So anyway, we're going to move on. We're headed into the last hour of the show. I appreciate y'all listening. Make sure you call in 844-900-7243. 844-900-7243. I'll be back after the break.
Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, and ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. It's been a tremendous week with a lot of notable events. Shout out to Jonathan Isaac of the Orlando Magic. I consider him a good friend. What a tremendous young man. Christian, you know, got a Christian wife. I mean, not the Christians that are Christians in name only, but like somebody that really believe in what they're saying, you know. And I'm not saying that Christians can't drink alcohol, but the event that we went to had no alcohol. Everybody, you know, ain't nobody freak dancing and, you know, some crazy going on behind the scenes outside of what the projected persona is. I mean, Jonathan was so humble, and I'm just inspired by young men like that. I think I'm like 10 years older than Jonathan, probably more than that. But his maturity and the way he stood up when nobody else would. And if you don't know who Jonathan Isaac is, he was the Orlando Magic. He ended up getting injured, and he's pretty much been out for the last 2 years or so, you know, on and off. He was the young man that when all the other players were taking a knee during the national anthem in the name of Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter. He was the only one that stood up. He's the only one that said, look, I'm not finna do that. I'm not finna take a knee and do all this stuff because y'all doing it because y'all want to be liked or whatever the case may be. I'm going to stand by my principles. I'm going to stand up on the principles of God first. And out of all the people in the movement, people that I know, It's rare that you can find young men that are really Christians, that are really God-fearing people. And I just want to give Jonathan Isaac a quick shout-out and just say how much I appreciate and enjoyed, you know, watching him play in the game he came back in. So, anyway, moving away from that, do I have any callers that are waiting for me? All right, let's start with the first one. I wanted to bring some callers in. I love having callers on the show because, you know, it's I want this to be a show where I'm not just talking at you, but talking with you. So let's just bring in the first caller. I don't have it on my screen. So let's go with Sean in Chico, California. Sean, welcome to the Offs Tatum Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Well, I'm blessed.
Good, man. Hey, I've never heard you before. I'm driving, working, and I want to thank you for you sound direct and honest. And I think that's lost on a lot of shows like this, talk shows and whatnot. So I want to thank you for that. And so just to propose a question, do you think, and I'll speak specifically about the vaccination thing that has gone on the last couple of years, COVID, whatnot. I mean, we all know it probably came from a lab, either released intentionally or unintentionally, as they're trying to say. But I think it was a setup for the vaccine, you know, which I didn't take, and thank God my children didn't take it. But do you think we're going to get any accountability ever? Because to me, I think it's a genocide. I think it's human genocide. And, you know, do you think we're going to see accountability?
Well, I guess I can give you the short and sweet answer to that. And thank you so much for the call. I think the answer to that is no. They've been committing genocide against us ever since they started increasing the number of vaccinations they give to children. You know, my youngest son didn't get a single vaccine because they're doing too much. They want to give you vaccines for hepatitis and all this. It's like they just ramming all this stuff and they don't even want to tell you what it's about. They don't want to tell you what the side effects are. And they just throwing all these vaccines at your babies. Now they're taking 5 or 6, 7 times more vaccines than they were taking, you know, when we were younger. Or when my mom was coming up, they didn't have as many vaccines. And I think that that's creating a lot of birth defects and keep creating a lot of people with peanut allergies and all kind of old crazy stuff. This is my opinion. I could be wrong about that. I'm just going off my observation of what I see. And I think they've been doing this to us. They've been killing us. Look at the food we eat. You know, cigarettes and all. I mean, they've been killing us. Sugar is probably the most dangerous drug on planet Earth. And they just pumping sugar down your throat. And people are having all these different issues. And the thing is that, let me just say this. What's the leading cause of death for people in the United States of America? It has nothing to do with vaccines. It has everything to do with heart disease. People having cardiac situations. Hypertension. It's like, well, what is causing people to have these effects and why aren't we focusing on that? They'll ban you on your job if you don't take an experimental drug that they deem as a vaccine. But they're not going to ban you on your job because you're showing up with McDonald's every day. That you're not taking care of yourself, you're not exercising, you're not eating healthy. You can do that until the cows come home. So why is the government not concerned about that? They could easily say, every restaurant that's making food that's not conducive for success health-wise, that you can't make it. You can't have it in grocery stores. We banned it. They don't care. They want you to get sick. They want you to need medication. You know, it's funny because there's a lot of different remedies to a lot of the mental health issues that we have in this country. Depression and stuff like that. There's natural remedies to this stuff, but they don't want you to use those remedies because they want you to use something they can make money off of. They want to get you on a drug that will need another drug just to make you feel good about the first drug that you shouldn't have took in the first place. Like, I know marijuana, like a lot of people may not like marijuana, right? Because it's stigmatized. But like, I remember this guy, he ended up dying, but we used to have to go to his house all the time when I was a cop. He was one of the funniest people you meet. He was really struggling from mental illness. And he would go in these episodes. He got like a bag full of pills. I mean, he was just going crazy. He started to smoke marijuana, which was medical marijuana. And like, he was a different person. He was calm. He was cool. He was feeling better. He was cognitive. Everything that he did was in a much better place. And after that point, I was like, you know what? I'm a believer in medical marijuana more than I've ever been before. And at the time, before the government can put their fangs in it, people were medicating themselves with marijuana. And they were doing it in a way which was conducive for their stress and all of the other things. But the government didn't want you to do that. They'll put you in jail. But then the next following year, they'll turn around and sell it to you. They'll put you in jail. Then the following year, they're now regulating and it's legal in Colorado and other states. But the year before that, you'll go to jail for it. The government is crooked. And I don't think there's going to be any accountability ever. Because everybody's in bed with everybody to some degree. They either want a favor, they either get money from certain people. I mean, all of the above. You know, you see it all too often. But anyway, what's my next caller? All right, let's go with Jim in San Antonio.
You keep your job. And I don't care if you're teacher of the year, administrator of the year, or the most giving person.
Jim, are you there? Oh, he's not there. Okay. All right, perfect. All right, we'll keep the conversation going. If you want to call in, 844-900-7243, 844-900-7243. I mean, that is a big question about accountability. I really wish that I could get on here and say, yeah, for sure, people going to be held accountable. People going to be going to jail. But, man, they've been doing this. There's so many conspiracies around our government, the CIA, MKUltra. I mean, all of these things. That is our government really involved in these things? Like just like 9/11. I'm still skeptical of our government involvement in 9/11. There's some people that probably listen to me and say, oh, man, you crazy, man. You look at COVID-19. You tell me they wouldn't do a 9/11, but they'd do a COVID-19. Like, I mean, they do some suspicious stuff. I mean, I don't even have to make up nothing. I didn't even have to talk about a theory. It was proven what they did to black people with syphilis. It was proven what they did to black people. You know, and the government lied, and the government was telling people they were giving them a certain drug. I can't think of the drug now to heal them, and they weren't doing nothing. They were just seeing what they would do, what would happen to them if they had syphilis, the way they die, the way they would, you know, disintegrate pretty much. And they watched them die. I think it was penicillin or something like that. They did all this to black folks in this country. And it wasn't just black people. You know, they did stuff to other people. But specifically, they did that to black people in this country. Hold the phone. I'll be back after the break.
I think the love of Jaja.
Everybody's got their cups, but they ain't chipped in. The Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. Let me tell you about my pillow bed sheets. Not bed sheets, but towel sets. If you're looking for some incredible towels, go to mypillow.com. I have the towels in my house. They work wonderfully well. One thing that makes me disgusted is when I buy towels and they don't actually dry anything. And it makes me frustrated. But you don't have to be frustrated with my pillow towels. You can get the towel set, hand towel, face towel, washcloth, two washcloths. So it's a six towel set, so you get two of each for only $49.99 with discount code Brandon. So go to mypillow.com, put in discount code Brandon, and get your towels today. This story that I'm finna tell you guys are gonna blow your socks off. I hope you're sitting down. Male rapist transitions before trial and sent to an all-female prison as a transgender woman. Somebody explain this to me. Somebody please explain this to me. This person in the United Kingdom, so thank God it wasn't in the United States of America, was convicted of raping two women. And even in the article, it's hard to even articulate the difference because it says when she was a man. This is so stupid. This dude was convicted of raping two women when he was a man. He's being sent to a female prison awaiting sentencing. Obviously, it prompted outcry from activist politicians and the United Nations officials. Isla Bryson of Scotland was found guilty this week of committing a rape when she was previously named Adam Graham. I don't know why they keep referring to as she. It's when he was named Adam Graham, a masculine man with a shaved head and face tattoo. This fool got tats on his face and a bald head. And ended up denying that he had raped these women, but obviously the jurors were convinced by prosecutors that he attacked a woman in 2016 and another one in 2019, all occurring in Scotland. But this person claimed to the court that he was a she and had transgendered or knew that he was a transgender from the age of 4 and didn't decide to make the transition until he was 29 years old. And he told the jury that Adam Graham was her dead name, and he's calling him a her, was her dead name. And I guess that means that he transitioned, but if you use the man name, then that's dead naming somebody. I think that's what it's called. And this dude is currently being held at Cornton Vale Women's Prison, where he's reportedly being kept in segregation until sentencing at the end of February. Convicted rapists will undergo a risk assessment to determine whether he serve his final jail sentence in a women's prison or a male prison. Can you believe this? It's like when people like me say it's a slippery slope. We're not just talking. We're not just saying this because it's politically expedient for us to say stuff like this. When you got a person who raped women, he's not being convicted of, I don't know, running somebody's foot over in a fit of rage. He has raped women. And before trial, transitioned to being a woman, didn't get the surgery or nothing, just started dressing like a woman, I guess, and saying, hey, I'm identified now as a woman before the trial commenced. And now they allowed him to be in the women's prison. If you are a man and you rape a woman, you are what we call, ladies and gentlemen, a predator. Especially if you are convicted of raping multiple women, more than one. You are a predator. You should not be anywhere near women. I don't care if you identify as a woman or not. You shouldn't be nowhere near women. And if this person ends up getting sentenced and they determine that he is a woman, in the silliest sense possible, he's going to be now housed with other women. And he got the tools to rape women in prison. It's crazy to me. I just don't know. Like, where are our leaders at? And now this is in the UK, so, I mean, we're next. But where are our leaders at? Like, time out, bro. You're going to go in there with the men. You didn't mind raping women. So you definitely ain't trying to act like a woman. You used your tools that God gave you as a man to use that against women. And you ain't got rid of that. You still got that. You just put a wig on. It's absolutely crazy to me that that's even a story. But I'm telling you, it's going to get worse and worse and worse and worse and worse and worse if people don't step up and do something about it. All right, let me bring in another caller. I think it's Remo from California. Welcome to the Off Tatum Show.
Brandon, man, you're hitting it out the park, man. All the things you're talking about as far as the lies that people are believing and that they're telling are absolutely destructive. But I think the thing that you said earlier was the best thing you ever say, and you say it all the time, is that you have to put God first. But the thing I wanted to underscore and emphasize is that when God tells us what we should be doing and should not be doing, it is for our own good because he loves us. Some people like, and the devil wants to believe that God just wants to take away our freedom, or he wants to take away our fun, or wants to take away our, latitude to make our own decisions. God knows how he made us, and he knows the way that we will be satisfied and fulfilled. So in his love, he tells us what we shouldn't be doing, what we should be doing. So I don't think it's said enough, especially sometimes us Christians will forget to tell people. When he was yelling at the Pharisees and calling them hypocrites and snakes, it's because he loved them. When the Lord told them, "Woe to you, Pharisees, hypocrites," it was because he loved them enough to tell them where they were screwing up and needed to change. And if the ones that did change, you know, the Nicodemuses, found fulfillment. And the ones that believe these lies about gender and want to go raping women and then call themselves a woman, it's like all that will turn into nothing but dust. And like you said, going south in a hurry in a gasoline drawer. Great.
Yeah. 100%. Remo, thank you so much for the call. I love that. I'm glad he brought that point up, because I think that is something that needs to be emphasized, is that God didn't make these instructions because he's mad at you and because he want to send you to hell. It's because he loves you. And in the easiest comparison is, what do you do with your children? When you tell your kid you can't ride that bike without a helmet, in their little mind, oh, you're just trying to stop my shine. You just want me to look stupid while I'm out on this bike. It's like, no, because I understand that you fall off and bust your head, you know, you ain't going to like it. You may have permanent brain damage. So I'm intelligent enough, and I'm forward thinking enough that I see your future, and I know what will hurt you and what will make you better. And I'm going to protect you from it. Even if you're mad at me today, you'll realize that it's for your best interest tomorrow. 100% comparison. Hold the phone. I'll be back after the break.
You may not want to hear it, but is it true? The Officer Tatum Show. This is the Officer Tatum Show. 844-900-7243. That's 844-900-7243.
Ladies and gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. Is it better now? Ladies and gentlemen, I want to continue the conversation. And the caller had called in, and I love talking about Jesus. I wish this was just a Christian show. I could just read the Bible and everything. But we got to tell you guys about politics at some point. But I think it's invaluable to realize that it's through love. When you tell your kids stuff, it's because you love them, most of us. All of you guys. Somebody else, I can't speak for them. But when I tell my son things, and I know it bothers him, he may be upset with me, but it's because I love him and I want what's best for him. And I do that based on my knowledge of life and what I know to be best for him. Now, imagine God has all knowledge. So the things that God is saying, you may not understand, but it is best for you. You know, the commandments, thou shalt not kill. I mean, if people would follow one of the Ten Commandments, just one of them, the world would be such a better place. Adultery, stealing, killing, bearing false witness. You know, all of those things are things that would change the world if people would just adhere to one of them. And it's not going to hurt you. It's really there to help you. It may sting a little bit because you want to live a life of sin, and sin is like sugar. It tastes good, but it's not good for you. You know, it's nothing going to be, you know, and to be honest, when you start living pure, when you start eating better, sugar tastes sour to you. I mean, it's like, oh, it's too much sugar in it. I can't even handle that. It's the same thing about sin. Like, when you're a person who you live an honest life and you stay away from sin long enough, the temptation of sin is bitter to you. You want nothing to do with it. It's disgusting. And I think those are equal parallels. And that's how you have to understand. The world can get you caught up on anything, can get you to spend money, can get you to lose everything over sin. Same thing with sugar. Your kid will jump off a cliff to get some gummy bears. because it's filled with sugar. Tastes good. Make you feel good temporarily. Even for a diabetic person, you eat sugar, it'll spike your blood sugar. But it's not going to sustain you. It's not good for you. All of the above. And so you could take that one and you can preach that to your friends on a weekend and say that Brandon Tatum gave me this, this parable of the sugar and the sin. The sugar and the sin. All right, I got a couple people calling in. Cinnabitties. All right, y'all. I think my computer is going to die. I know it is. But I'm going to try to get you guys in before it dies. Chris from Atlanta, Georgia, welcome to the Austin Tatum Show.
Thank you. So, Chris, my comment is about the all the people that are having heart attacks and the topic of whether there's any correlation to the COVID-19 vaccines. And without making like an accusation, even just the discussion doesn't seem to be happening on any of the conservative talk shows or pundits at all. I mean, zero discussion. And that just surprises me.
Discussion, what you mean discussion? Meaning that the opposite opinions being discussed?
Right. Like, I mean, that all these, even like Diamond, you know, on her, you know, funeral that it was talked about. But like, you know, the general public we're talking about, I have a friend on Facebook that was banned because he brought the discussion up. But like all the, you know, Hannity and all the others, no one's like discussing it. Just, you know, it's all about the files, the classified, but nothing about, hey, is there a correlation, or talk to doctors, right, talk to other, they're having a discussion, you know, doesn't seem to be happening. It's like, it's silent.
Right. Right. Chris, thank you so much for the call. I agree with you 1,000%. I think it is because, you know, I hate to say it, but like there's big money in Fox News and all that. They can't talk about this stuff. They don't want to talk about it. They don't want to go down a rabbit hole. You know, some of them don't want to get fired. And when somebody paying you $20 million, $50 million a year, you know, you may skip over that topic. You know, but somebody like me, Salem, give me the latitude to say whatever I want to say pretty much within reason. You know, and I think that there should be a discussion. Like, this is a big deal. Like, people are dropping dead. They're dropping dead in front of the world. It's like, what is going on here? Why are these things happening? No, don't poo-poo me. Don't gaslight me. Something is going on here. Now, I don't know if Diamond died because of a COVID vaccine, but can somebody look into it? Is there a such thing as that vaccine shedding can actually affect another person and cause them to have an effect or a side effect from the vaccine? Is that a thing or is it not? Don't give me that, oh, it's a conspiracy theory. Is it a thing or is it not? Let me tell you guys about Relief Factor, and I got a few other people calling in, 844-900-7243. Relief Factor, if you're looking for a solution to aches and pains, Relief Factor is your solution. If you're looking for a 100% drug-free solution that can help your body fight off inflammation. And the big thing that I learned is that inflammation isn't just when you feel it. You know, people that may be overweight, you got a little extra around the waist, your body is inflamed at that point. And just because you don't know it or you don't feel it right away doesn't mean it doesn't have an effect. So that's one of the reasons why being preemptive about taking Relief Factor is conducive. So go to relieffactor.com. If you haven't started already, get started with the 3-week quick starter for $19.95. Get it, take it, watch it work, order more. Relieffactor.com or call the number 800-4-RELIEF.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire.
We kneel to God and God alone. The Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. Welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. We got a couple people calling in, 844-900-7243. 844-900-7243. Call in now. Let's see. I got Dan from Wisconsin. Welcome to the Austin Tatum Show.
Brandon.
Hey, Dan,
how you doing?
I agree that Trump should get back on Twitter and Facebook. Yes, of course. But can I say this to you? Can I be real to you, Brandon?
Please.
You don't have to go on any rant about you being black. I don't even see you as black or white or whatever. It doesn't matter. You're my brother.
Amen.
We are one in Christ. You don't have to explain nothing to everybody. And, you know, if they don't accept you for who you are, too bad. And if somebody doesn't accept me for being white, that's fine, Brandon. Listen, all you have to do is just tell the truth. And God is with you. You're telling the truth to people. You don't have to explain nothing. You don't have to be apologetic for anything or try to prove anything. Try to make something bigger than it is. You are who you are, Brandon. Look who you are. Look what you made for yourself. You're an accomplished man. You made something for yourself, and I'm proud of you. You don't ever have to say you're black. Never. Or white, or Chinese, or Puerto Rican. It doesn't matter. We are all one in Christ. We were saved by the grace of God.
Amen. Amen. Dan, thank you so much for the call. No, I agree with you 1,000%. I think that's good. I love that you said that, you know, we are one in Christ, and we don't have to be defined by melanin in our skin. Melanin. Can you believe people are, you're black. You're blacker than black. You too black. You too light-skinned. You so light-skinned, you ain't really black. We don't have to be bound by that. That's a confusion of the enemy. Let me get a couple callers in. Let's see. Is that Rachel from Atlanta, Georgia?
Hi. Yes, hi. I'm Rachel.
Hey, Rachel. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for taking my call. I just hope that you don't have too much comfort in the fact that this transgender jail issue happened in the UK, because it's already crossed the pond. Here in America, and you can Google this right now, a transgender woman, which is a biological male, impregnated two people here in the state.
Yeah, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, I mean, so yeah, it's already across, and it's already here, unfortunately. So, just wanted to share. I just, based on what the way you were talking earlier, it wasn't obvious to me that you were aware, but yeah, it's already here, unfortunately.
Yeah, I agree, Rachel. Thank you so much for the call. Yeah, I saw it. The black dude impregnating women in the women's prison. You know, it's crazy to me. You know, this one was kind of significant because the person transitioned during trial, right before trial. Like that was really crazy. You know, it's still weird because it's like, dang, man, y'all really, our society really think very low of women, that a man can just say he a woman and have all of the privileges that women fought so hard for. You know, that's like you having affirmative action and a white guy saying, I identify as black, and he go get into an Ivy League. I mean, he get into an Ivy League school on an affirmative action thing. It's the same thing. I don't want to hear nobody say it's any different. It's the same thing. Women have gone through so much in this country, in my opinion. You know, they had to fight for, you know, had to prove themselves in many cases. And they've been able to get to a pretty significant place in America. And a dude can just say, I'm a girl. And they get all of the rights that women fall for. All of them. You get treated like a woman. You get everything. That's just crazy to me, man. And I'm not really trying to pit people against each other. I'm just trying to give the logic, just like reparations. I mean, I'm just putting it out here. Think about reparations. Just say, because black people should have gotten some form of reparations, which I would argue that black people got a lot of reparations after slavery. I mean, affirmative action is reparations. All other stuff that they do for black people in this country is reparations. You know, they got black-owned business benefits. I'm going to take advantage of it. I'm just keeping it 100. They got benefits from being a black-owned business. That's reparations, if you ask me. It's just not in a form of money. It's in a form of privilege and opportunity. But regardless of that, let's just say that because of slavery, black people got $1 million apiece after slavery. And just say a white person said, you know what? I identify as black. And I get some cornrows in my hair. That's all you have to do to be black? Cornrows? You know how disrespectful people would find that to be? But you can do that with being a woman. You can just put a dress on, put a wig on, 5 o'clock shadow, and you somehow a woman, and you can fight for women's suffrage. And you got a woman-owned business, and you go to a women's prison. It's like, boy, and you winning awards as a woman, and you dogging these women out. Tucking your thing under, dogging the women out. Come on, man. Y'all can't be serious. All right, I got another caller calling in, but I have to bring you in after the break because I don't want to cut you off. I want you to have a full, I almost said this one word, but I think that is such a bad analogy or a bad phrase. But I want you to have a full explanation of what you want to say. Hold the phone. I'll be back after the break.
This is the Officer Tatum Show. This is the Officer Tatum Show.
Hold up. Welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. Y'all gonna make me start rapping on this beat right here. I got one more caller calling in. Perfect timing. Jeff from Ohio. Welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Hey, Tatum.
How you doing, brother?
Tatum. Good. We want to thank you for this show. You're awesome.
For your wisdom.
And we want to thank you for instructing the ignorant. We hope a lot of people are listening tonight because you're right on key.
Yeah, we appreciate you. I'm American Native Indian myself, and I appreciate it. I appreciate what you're saying.
Well, Jeff, I love you guys. I appreciate you calling in. Thank you for the support. And thank you for the call. I love when people call in just to give gratitude. I have to tell you guys, like, I don't know if you know, but when people call in, and I'm not expecting people to call in and do it, but when people do, it really gives me courage and motivation to keep going. You know, because I'm literally talking into a microphone, looking at a camera. And, like, I don't know how many people I'm talking to. I don't know how many people are listening. I don't know the direct effect that it has on people, and I'm just doing my best to tell the truth and be honest and you know, be authentic and just keep it real and try to do my best to help people become the best version of themselves and be informed about what's going on from an authentic perspective, with no motive, no intent other than just telling you what I really feel. And it gets difficult sometimes because you really don't know. You're like, hey, man, am I getting through to people or I'm just talking, you know? But when people call in and they say, man, we love what you're doing, it's really inspiring. I mean, you guys really give me the fuel to move forward, to continue to go, to continue to believe that, man, this is making a difference. And I'll tell you this, man, everywhere I go, people recognize me. Everywhere I go, it's quite funny because I'm like, I'm not even like Denzel Washington or anybody, but like everywhere I go, somebody recognized me. I was at a steakhouse for one of my friends. I don't say one of my friends. He's like a father figure to me. You know, he's like my father 2.0. I was at a restaurant with him. He was celebrating his birthday, and like two or three people came up to me while I was in the restaurant. I was like, oh, Officer Tatum. You know, me and the wife flew to Orlando on Monday. People in the airport, flight attendants, I mean, TSA line, they also tell them, hey, man, how you doing? I mean, everywhere I go, somebody come up to me and say something. And it's an incredible blessing. It's an incredible responsibility. And it really gives me encouragement. It's not like, oh, I'm famous. Everybody like, it's like, man, God, you're really, the things that I'm saying you've given me the ability to have an influence. You're working through me to impact a lot of people. And I think it's a blessing. So God bless you guys. I will talk to you tomorrow. Y'all be blessed in Jesus' name. What's going on, y'all? This is Brandon Tatum. I just want to thank you so much for listening to my podcast. You can always get the podcast at Salem Podcast Network or wherever you listen to your podcast.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.